Don't quit, dude. Hey, buddies. Welcome back to the podcast. As a kid, I still am, but when I was younger, I quit a lot. Like, when I say a lot, I mean a lot. Anything I did, I quit. Okay, let's start at the beginning. So, I was a gymnast. I was bad at it, but I was a little kid, like maybe 4 or 5. I was jealous of the older girls who could do splits and I couldn't. And I just did rolls on the mat and stuff like that. But, I put a lot of effort into it at first. I went in. It was a long drive from my house. I don't know, like 30 minutes. My mom drove me out there every day. And, it was pretty good. I was living the life until I freaking quit. I don't even remember why I quit, but I did. I kind of regret it now because I know now that I'm older and in hindsight that I would have been really good at it because I'm short. Yeah, I know. Well, my mom says I'm average, but everyone in my grade is so much taller than me. Well, that's still off topic. I could have probably been a good gymnast, and I probably could have learned the splits by now. So, yeah, Next topic! Okay. Well, it's still the same topic, but I quit gymnastics. You know what? Okay. So, the next thing I quit was karate. Chop, chop. Chop, chop, chop. So, it was at my preschool friend's birthday party. She invited me over to, do some dojo martial arts yo stuff like that. And I was running up to those padded, like, cylinder things, and I was about to kick it, but I missed. Oh, heaven forbid I missed the freaking target. Oh, woe is me. What am I gonna do? Oh, little me, what you gonna do? Big me. I'm gonna quit. Really? Really? That's the reason you quit. You've been doing it for like 2 freaking years. You've had fun. You've chopped some blocks. You've kicked some blocks. You've moved up in the belts. And you're gonna quit because you miss a freaking target? Yeah. Sure, bro. Like, oh my god. I was just, God, man. I really wish I would have stuck with martial arts, I might have been able to kick some bad guys in the ass, I could be like, whoa, you're trying to kidnap me? I'm gonna do my arm like when they taught me in the cool class, like spin it around so you can't grip my arm anymore, and then I'm gonna kick you like I did with that wooden block. But no, I'm never gonna get to experience that. You know why? Because I freaking quit. Woo! I'm depressed inside. And now, a word from our sponsor. Nah, I'm just kidding. I don't have a sponsor. Next one for the list. Basketball. It was tragic. I joined a basketball camp, and I was having fun, I was making a few hoops, and my teammates were cheering me on. I just learning how to dribble, but you know how the story ends. I quit. But do you want to know why I quit? Oh my god, it's the funniest story. So, to be honest, I don't even remember it, but my mom said it was, like, tragic, but it wasn't tragic at all. I am just, oh my god, I can't. But I have to, because it's a podcast. So, I was practicing shooting hoops with my friends. We were in that, like, semicircle around the goal, the basket. I don't even remember what to call it anymore. So, I dribbled up. My eyes were on the basket prize. And dribble, 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 shoot, right in my face. It came back off the rim. It hit me in the face. I was so traumatized. So traumatized. I can't even remember it. That's how traumatized I was. And I quit. Yes, another one for the quit book. Oh, what? Well, recently, I actually joined a summer basketball league thing for my school after I quit for so long. Like, I don't know, quit for like 7 years. And I was put into the game for like 30 seconds each time. That's how much I freaking suck. Whoa, this feels so good to get off my chest. I'm never doing basketball again. I admire the people who do basketball at my school. They can, like, do some three-pointers, and, like, they're really good at it. And I can tell they put a lot of effort into it. Sometimes I wish I could put a lot of effort into things like that. But I can't. I mean, I can try, I guess. So, dance. I was a dancing star at three. You know, star is a too strong of a word. I probably was just like every average little girl who's dreaming to be the best dancer in the world. I did it until I was about five. And then you know what happened? I quit. Well, you already knew that though. This is a podcast about quitting. But, I mean, it's a podcast about not quitting. Please don't quit. I'm just sharing my previous stories about how you shouldn't quit. So, I was in dance class. I was tap dancing. Do-do-do-do-do-do. That's tapping, okay. So, I did the wrong move. Oh my gosh. I did the wrong move. So you know what I did? I curled up into a ball and stayed there, crying. Just a little fetal position. I was crushed. My dancing dreams were over. I just curled up. Exactly like that. And the worst part was that during dance classes, which was when I curled up, is there were security cameras in there, so every single mom saw me on the floor in the fetal position, including my mom, who I didn't see her at the time because I was covering my eyes and crying. But I can imagine her face being like, oh my god, my daughter. Well, I mean, she probably expected this to happen after my great track record of staying in things. But, you know, I kind of wish I could keep a beat right now. Like, boo-ch-ch-ch-ch, break dancing, I've recently gotten into some dancing crazes, such as the Orange Justice. Oh, and the whip. And the nene. Whip, whip, nene. But I just wish I was better at them. And I'm pretty sure if I stayed in dance, it would have helped. But no, little Olivia just had to quit. Just had to freaking quit. You know, it's okay. No, it's not. Don't quit, kids. Soccer. Why am I so freaking bad at staying in sports? Literally, if I just broke one rule or freaking messed up one freaking little time, I would quit. Sometimes I wonder what goes on in my little mind of my little face and my little head. But it's just insane what I did. So, playing soccer with my pal I go to school with now, and her dad and stuff like that. I mean, I don't go to school with her dad. Oh my god, that sounds so wrong. But wait, why does it sound wrong? Oh my god, I'm just making this sound so much worse. Shh. Okay, forget that happened. So, I was playing with my friend, well, my team, and I was kicking the ball and having fun. I went to every practice. I was very diligent, and I was proud of myself. I got out of the house and started kicking a ball, you know? It felt good. It got my rage out, and it was, well, I mean, I already said this, but it was actually fun. I had so much fun out on the court, on the field. What am I doing today? Oh, God. So, I am doing the ball back and forth. I'm about to shoot. Oh, no. I touch the ball with my hand. And for those of you who don't know how to play soccer, you're not supposed to touch the ball with your hand. Speaking of balls, I started bawling, crying. Oh my god. You should have seen me. I was ballistic. Oh, mom, please save me. I touched the ball with my hand. Never playing soccer again. You know, that sounds fake, but that's what I did. Never played soccer again. Now, the next thing that I quit, no one knows this, but it's actually possible to quit. Sleepaway camp. Oh, God. So, there I was, having a great first time. My counselors were nice, my friends were groovy, and I was on the top bunk. Who doesn't like the top bunk? You know, you feel superior, and since I was a short little mama jama, I did not touch the ceiling. When my head came up, you know how if you're tall, like, you sit up and then you bonk your head on the ceiling? That did not happen to me. So, I was having a groovy time. And I was doing this cool scavenger hunt with my group. But something filled me with anxiety at night. I was depressed. I was so sad. I kept a little journal about how much I missed my mom and dad. And I don't really remember what it said, but it was like, oh, I miss you so much. I'm gonna ask them to come home, if I can come home to you soon. And that's what I did. I started crying to my counselor. Hey, can you please send me home? And then the counselor's like, well, can't you try a little longer? And I'm like, no, cry. And then, after like 2 more days of me crying like nonstop about how I missed my mom and I was homesick and nothing was gonna help me feel better, she took me to the big boss counselor who got in touch with my parents. I cried. It was the most embarrassing moment of my life, but also, it was like, I needed this. So I sat back, I tried to brush back the tears and just say how much I missed my mom. And I wanted to go home so bad. Tears are streaming down my face now. Please, please, mister, send me home. And so he says, how about one more day? Okay, another day of crying. Mm-hmm, another day of crying. And then the next day, still crying. So the counselor took me to the big boss man again, and he got in contact with my parents. I called my parents, and then I was like, please take me home, mama, daddy, take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. No, I'm just kidding. It did not go down like that. Also, I don't live in West Virginia. I live in Tennessee. Thanks for asking. So, I was calling them, and they said, can't you please last another day? It's like they were asking me to please just stay away from them. No, I'm just kidding. They paid for the camp, so they got to get the best out of it. And they thought I was having super-duper fun, because last year, I had the time of my little life. I did not cry one time. I was dancing and partying and going down the huge water slide with my friend. And this year, you know, I quit. They came to get me the next day. And you know what I did right when they picked me up? I got on the phone and played Dragon City, or something that has to do with dragons. I don't know. And my parents in the car were like, you better have not called us to come home just so you could play Dragontopolis. I'm like, no, definitely not. To be honest, I was really homesick. I missed the air conditioning, my parents, my loving dog. I just missed all of it. But that is no excuse for quitting sleepaway camp. I only had 2 days left. I couldn't hold on for the last 2 days, little Olivia, you weak-minded freak. So, that's what I did. I quit sleepaway camp. Now, you're probably like, Olivia, this is just so depressing. How could you even do a podcast about how depressing your life is? You just quit a ton of stuff. It's depressing. But now, wait, one more story, and then it'll get really, really good. So, swimming. I did swim team, swoosh swoosh freestyle and stuff like that. I was actually pretty good at it, you know? I did my summer swim camp, and I had a really good friend there. She cheered me on, I cheered her on. But then, this traumatizing moment happened. I was doing the 50 backstroke. I go down, I touch the wall, I go back. I stroke, breathing. I'm almost to the wall. I crick my neck backwards into a 90 degree angle. I see the wall and I breathe in. I didn't finish the race. There was water in my lungs. I was freaking out. I grabbed the lane rope and I was coughing up water. And I was traumatized. It was the scariest moment in my life, except for being born. But different story. So, I quit. Yep, just like that. I had fun and swim meets and practices. They were really fun. But I quit. But after a few years, by a few, I mean, I started swimming when I was like 5 and now I'm like 13. So, like, but so, after all those years of swimming and then quitting, I picked it back up. I enjoy swimming now. And I didn't quit. I don't quit when I get water in my eyes, my goggles fall off, I inhale water. And you know why? I have learned from all my mistakes, from every single story I have just told you, I've learned. And now I'm more open to trying things. Old me would have been like, ugh, how could you even try not trying? But now I'm like, oh my gosh, I can try anything. I can be anything I want. I can be an actor. a swimmer, an Olympian, a rapper. A punch, a punch, a punch, and my name is Olivia, and I don't quit no more. Don't quit no more. Okay, maybe I quit rapping, but don't pay attention to that. This is a podcast about not quitting. So, even though it took me 13 years to figure out how to not quit things, I've learned, and I'm not even halfway through my life so far, I hope. Please live to be at least 26. Wait, no, at least to be... You know what? I'm not going to talk about my age because I have some superstitions about if you say something, then you're going to happen. Like, you're going to be like, oh, I'm going to live to 100. And you're going to be like, oh, no, I live to 101. But, okay, stop it. My mind is crazy right now. I have no words. Just kidding. I have so many words. So, don't quit. I am swimming for my school. I am swimming for a summer league team. And I love it. It is like the most amazing thing that I've ever done. I have a loving team. They laugh at my jokes, even if some people don't. I mean, they kind of give me like the stink eye once in a while. But whatever. They're so goofy. So, never quit. Now, that might be a little cliche for some of y'all folks, but it means a lot to me. Don't quit. Even when things seem tough, don't quit. Because there are so many analogies I could use right now. Like a miner. Like, mining at them Rockies mountains tops. Oh no, he quit. He was 2 inches from the riches of his life. I got that idea from a YouTube video. Please don't demonetize me. I don't really know what demonetize means, but please don't. Please don't. Just, oh, copyright. What's demonetization? I'm a kid. I'm naive. Whatever. So, I believe in you. I believe in you. Just when life has got you down, make lemonade. No, that's not the thing. Okay, when life gets you down, go back up. If life doesn't give you lemons to make lemonade, you know what you do? You pluck those berries off that lemon tree and squeeze them to your heart's content. Squeeze. And make that delicious lemonade you've always wanted. Don't quit. Is it Nike? As Nike says, just do it. Wait, no. Don't quit. Wait, like, if you were not gonna quit, you would, like, okay, I'm just gonna be like, hey, I'm not gonna quit. And then the dude's like, just do it. Wait, no, that doesn't work either. Okay, how about, just don't do it. Don't quit, yo. Stay determined. You can do it. And that's all from my newest edition podcast. Don't quit today. Wait, don't quit. Don't quit ever, yo. That's me signing off. Love you guys. I know that sounded like quitting, but I'm never gonna quit, yo! Neither should you!